You are now tuned in to Kershaw, Cutter & Ratanoff's Personal Injury Podcast, brought to you by KCRLegal.com. In today's podcast, insurance bad faith attorney Eric Ratanoff discusses disability insurance claims.
So let's take a few minutes to talk about what happens if you become disabled. Here you are, somebody who's purchased this policy to protect you and your family, and calamity strikes, either an accident or an illness, and you can no longer work. What you need to do is immediately make a claim with the insurance company. And there's a claim form that you can easily obtain from any insurance company. Call your agent, call your broker, call the company directly. Let them know immediately that you've been injured or that you're sick and you're making a claim under your policy. And you should right away start to fill out the claim form, get it back to them. There will be statements that need to be filled out by your physician. Now, every person who has a disability policy has within that policy a provision that for the disabling condition, you need to be under the regular attendance of a physician. Now, what regular attendance means is going to be up for interpretation, and it's really that's a legal issue in a way, but it's really a medical issue. What's regular and what's reasonable for the condition that you're suffering from? The condition that's disabling you, the condition that's affecting your life in such a way that you can't get up and go to work every day or do the job that you've done or trained for all those years. And so you get your claim form in, but it's also important, start gathering together all the documentation that's going to help you put your best foot forward with the insurance company in the claim process. Get your medical records together if you're able to do that. Get your radiology, whatever films may have been taken. Let the insurance company know that they can have all this stuff. Now, they have forms to allow them to get your medical records themselves, and they should do that. It's their obligation to do that. But you know what? They don't always do it. And you need to force their hand as the claimant whenever possible, if you're able. I mean, sometimes people aren't able. And that's sort of the sad thing about how insurance companies treat people, is because often it's a disabled person who's down and out and lacks resources and is sick, disabled, injured, and the insurance companies sometimes take advantage of that. And they have you jump through hoops, and they're not supposed to have you jump through hoops, but sometimes it happens. But if you're able, get your documentation together, your medical records, your earnings information. Get your W-2s. If you're self-employed, get your 1099s. Gather together your tax returns. All of this information may come to bear and may provide support for your claim. In your insurance policy, you'll see that there is what's called proof of loss. Almost every insurance policy calls it that, proof of loss, or some version of that. And proof of loss is, what's the proof that shows that your claim is legitimate and it's real and it falls under the provisions of the policy? So you gather this information together. If you were injured on the job and you have a vocational rehabilitation counselor that's been working with you through the workers' compensation system and you've been found to be disabled through that avenue, get that together. If you have applied for Social Security disability and you've been deemed disabled by the Social Security Administration, get that reporting and that documentation together. But don't be misled. Listen, the definition of disability under most insurance policies is far more favorable to you as the insurance policy holder than the definition of disability under the Social Security Administration guidelines. So just because Social Security says you're not disabled doesn't mean that you are not disabled under your insurance policy. They're two different worlds. But certainly, if Social Security has said, hey, you know what, you are disabled, that's really powerful evidence to get in front of your insurance company to support the proof of your claim. Okay, I'm a lawyer, so this is my disclaimer. This is a public service announcement. This has not been put out to be legal advice for any of you on your particular situation. We hope you got a lot out of it and learned a lot about your rights, but please, if you have any specific legal question about any legal problem, pick up the phone and call a lawyer and get your problem figured out. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's podcast from Kershaw, Cutter, and Ratanoff. For more information, visit www.kcrlegal.com.